Good evening, everyone. Good evening, members, and welcome to this evening's meeting of North Western Area Planning Committee. The first thing is Chairman's notices, which is we have a facility for public speaking, which operates in relation to the consideration of determination of planning applications under agenda items number 5 to 10. Sorry, I seem to be reading it all out. We will hear from one objector, one supporter, a parish or town council representative, and the applicant or agent. I assume anyone who wishes to speak has already notified the committee clerk or the planning officer before 7:20. Okay, next thing, sound recording of the meeting. Please note that the council will be recording any part of the meeting held in open session for subsequent publication on the council's website. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to be giving permission to be included in the recording. In the event of fire, a siren will sound. Please use the exits marked, the green signs there and there. The assembly point is outside the main entrance to the offices. Please gather there and await further instructions. Health and safety, please be advised of the different levels of flooring within the council chamber. There are steps behind the main horseshoe as well as to the sides of the room. Last thing, closed-circuit television meetings held in the council chamber are being monitored and recorded by CCTV. So, apologies for absence. I have Councillor Sismi, who contacted me earlier. Thank you. Item 3, minutes of the last meeting. Members, can I take these as read? Has anyone not had time to read them yet? And are there any matters for correction? Can I take them as agreed? Those in favour, please show. That's enough. Thank you very much. 4, disclosure of interests. I have to read all this. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interests, other pecuniary interests or non-pecuniary interests relating to items of business on the agenda having regard to paragraph 6 to 8 inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members. Members are reminded they're also required to disclose any such interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise through the meeting. Right, I'll start at the left and work round. Councillor Keyes, please.
Two things. Non-pecuniary interests. I sit on Great Tilling Parish Council, and also 01037. I know the applicant. I've bought stuff off him in the past, and also I've done orders for him in the past.
Thank you. Councillor Darwin.
Thank you, Chairman. Non-pecuniary interests, as I'm a member of Essex County Council, and therefore will have an interest in anything pertaining to that organisation, although I don't think there is on tonight's agenda.
Thank you. Councillor Mrs. Channer.
Like Councillor Darwin, non-pecuniary interests, I'm also an Essex County Councillor, and of course I'm consulted on matters of highways, education, SUDS, and there's reference to sometimes the Essex Design Guide, Madam Chairman, so anything which may have an involvement of Essex County Council, I declare my non-pecuniary interest.
Thank you. Right, so our first actual planning item is agenda item 5 for New Road in Tollesbury. There isn't anyone to speak on that, so following the presentation we'll debate.
Thank you, Chairman. This application 6. Sorry, bear with me. Right, this application 6, planning permission for the clearance of the existing bus depot on land between Thurstable Road and New Road in Tollesbury. Two existing buildings would be removed. In its place would be 10 dwellings, 4 fronting Thurstable Road, 3 fronting New Road and 3 on a new access road in between the two. A parking area is shown here. Originally a garage building would have enclosed that parking area, but that's been removed at the request of the neighbouring resident who objected to the application on the grounds of its existence, but that's been removed. We've got floor plans and elevations for the 10 dwellings that are proposed, which I'll run through here. 7 of the dwellings are 2-bedroom. The remaining 3 bedrooms are 3-bedroom. There's 3 house types in total, which I'll show you here. Then we move on to the street scene, which you can see Thurstable Road to the top two and New Road to the bottom two. The heights are comparable to the neighbouring dwellings. And these are the dwellings that are accessed from the access road that runs beneath, that would run off of New Road. The existing site, there's three photos of it there, the existing bus depot and an ancillary building to the front, which is in the top left. And again, more photos from New Road and Thurstable Road and Waterworks Road. The application for 10 dwellings is considered to be compliant with all aspects of policy. In many ways it represents an improvement to the street scene, seeing the removal of a very large building, which although reflective of its function and history in Tollesbury, isn't considered to be of architectural merit, and so its removal and replacement of 10 dwellings which contribute towards the housing stock of the district is considered to be a positive. It's therefore recommended for approval.
Thank you. Thank you. So, as I said, no members of the public to speak. So, ward member first, Councillor St Joseph.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Well, it's the end of an era in a way, because Osborne's bus service started in the 1920s with a horse and cart, and this is the sort of last of their structures closing down. It's obviously unsuitable for any other use other than housing. And there are 7 two-bedrooms, 3 three-bedrooms, and I support the application and propose its acceptance.
Thank you. Any other member wishing to speak? Okay, no one against? Right, I'm going to put...
I'm just going to ask whether there's any affordable. So I know there was some two-bedroom, but are they... That number would...
Sadly not, as we don't reach the numbers, but I thought ask 10 Mr Harrison...
It's 12.
It's now above 10. Very sorry. So, well, we have a proposal duly seconded. Can we have a show of hands, please? I like to do that each time. So, those in favour? Councillor? Okay, thank you, Councillor Archer. Thank you, Councillor White. Okay, I think that seems to be unanimous. Thank you. So, moving on, item 6, which is Spring Elms Lane, Little Baddow, and we do have the agent to speak on this one after the presentation. Thank you.
Mr Chairman, this application seeks planning permission for a second garage cart lodge at the application site. On the plan here you can see the existing dwelling. We'll do it on the aerial photograph. The existing dwelling is shown there. A former garage existed there, and another garage has been erected in this location here. The structure needs planning permission because it's forward of the building line, and this is a retrospective planning application. You'll notice on this aerial photograph there's quite dense tree coverage surrounding the site, and so whilst being an additional building and arguably the spread of buildings, it has very little visual impact on the street scene due to the mitigating landscaping, and we'll see photos later which will demonstrate that better. That's the plans that now exist, and that's the garage in question. Cart lodge, sorry. You can see the existing end, the cart lodge to which this application relates next to each other on those plans. These are the photos to which I referred. You can see in the bottom right one that where you stand directly in front of the access, you can partially see the cart lodge. That's the only significant view of the structure. It is also visible from the, I believe it's the east, but only partially, and only fleeting glances through the landscaping. Given the size of the site and the fact that they're subordinate to the original dwelling, it's considered that the cart lodge is acceptable, and it's therefore recommended for approval. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have Mr Messenger, please, the agent for this. If you'd like to come forward, so pick any of the seats on the rear of the horseshoe.
Thank you.
Please do use your microphone. Make yourself comfortable. And you have 2 minutes from when you begin to speak. I've got the timer up.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me speak.
Could you use the microphone, please?
Ah, got the right button. I'd like to convey the builder's apologies for completely misunderstanding the planning law. And he in turn misled the applicant into thinking this didn't need planning consent. I'd like to say that 7 immediate neighbours have written in support of this retrospective application, and only the parish council have objected. I think it's understandable being built without planning consent, and it certainly gave the builder some sleepless nights over this. But I would plead with you to follow the officer's recommendation and grant approval for this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ward members, Councillor Dunn.
Yeah. Thank you, Chairman. I know this site pretty well. It's about 800 yards from where I live. I think that, yeah, there was obviously a problem with the company that built it. I think they assumed that it could come under permitted development, and in fact there was an application for permitted development rights which was refused for the reasons that we know. Woodham Water Parish Council, being Woodham Water Parish Council, didn't decide to support it, but as the officer has said, you can barely see it, and in fact the hedges either side of the gate are evergreen, so it's not that it's going to be visible during the winter either, unless you actually pretty much go down the drive. It's actually quite an attractive structure. I have absolutely no problem with it at all. There are others in the area. In fact, there's a far more obtrusive one just down the road, about, you know, a kilometre on the left-hand side, that sits above the level of the road, and you can see it from every single angle, but because of that, its relationship to the house, that didn't need permission. And as has already been said, every neighbour around has supported it. There aren't actually that many, but those that it would impact on are quite happy with it, so I'm more than happy to agree the officer's recommendation.
Thank you. Any other member wish to speak? Thank you. Can I take that as a proposal to accept? Is that seconded?
No.
Thank you, Councillor Bass. Speech to it. Thank you. So those in favour of accepting the officer's recommendation to approve? Anyone against? Abstentions? Nope, not even me. Thank you. So agenda item 6 is approved in line with the officer's recommendation. Now we have agenda item 7 through. Sorry about that. We do have the applicant to speak on this one, so if we can have a presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, members. This application is to demolish four timber sheds and replace with a single cart lodge. It says cart lodge style garage and store. Improve the existing access and layout, and improve the access surface. The application site, this is number one here. Their garden extends along here and round. This land at the front is in the ownership of number two. Existing sheds on the site, two here and two here, which will be demolished. That's the footprint of the proposed cart lodge. Floor plans, storage area at first floor that would only be served by the access stairs on the southern side, and a small window here, and you can see the garage doors and open cart lodge there. Those are two of the sheds that will be demolished. The cart lodge would start at the back there and project forward. You can see the edge of the highway here, and again looking into the site. Street scene views west and east along the road. This is the access in here, and you can see the top of the property to which it relates just there. There is a similar cart lodge at the other end, which is this one, and if I go back to the site plan, that cart lodge is located to the east of this property here. Not a similar distance, but it is remote from that property as well. The Parish Council have objected, but there's no objection from the Conservation Officer, and subject to appropriate conditions, it's recommended for approval. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. So we have the applicant, Mr. Taylor. Please come forward, pick any of those chairs, make yourself comfortable. Please do use the microphone, and you have 2 minutes from when you begin to speak.
Okay, good evening. One Sugar Mill Cottages has been in our family for in excess of 70 years.
In recent years, we've been fortunate enough to have made several improvements to keep the property up to date as our family home now and for future years to come. The application for the garage is our next improvement that we wish to make for several reasons. Our main reason being that our property being sited next to the River Chelma has been flooded in the past and on several occasions. This does seem to be a recurring problem. It has resulted in us losing personal property which has been stored in the existing sheds and unfortunately making claims on home insurance. The garage with the upper level storage will vastly help to eliminate the issue. The height of the garage merely is a result of the roof pitching front to back from the length of a normal size garage, and a lower pitch would not reflect the traditional form for this type of building. The garage doesn't obscure any special view from the road and is surrounded by trees, hedges on three sides. It will also be a considerable visual improvement over the ragtag collection of sheds erected by my wife's grandfather many years ago. Thank you.
Thank you. Ward members, Councillor Durrell.
Thank you very much. I think, again, much the same as the last application, although this is a large building, it's going to be very difficult to see, even from the most, arguably the most sensitive aspect would be from the other side of the river along the towpath. That's a very picturesque area along the river. The conservation officer doesn't have an issue with it. You know, there is a, obviously, because it's literally right on the riverbank, there is an issue with flooding. I think subject to the usual conditions about the use of the first floor, I don't have any issues, problems with this at all.
And they are,
I mean, that's it, that's to obviously secure a storage space and not in the future as a habitable area.
Thank you. Well, that, are you happy that condition number 6 covers that, which I think it does? Councillor Bass?
Yeah, only to say I'm quite happy with this. It's a big site and it's a tidying up job.
Any member wanting to speak against the app? Okay. Councillor Durham, can I take that as a proposal to accept the officer's? Seconded by Councillor Bass. Those in favour of approving the application in line with the officer's recommendation, that's unanimous again. So, agenda item 8, Claremont, Chelmsford Road, Wood and Mortimer. No member of the public to speak, so presentation and then new members.
Thank you, Chairman. This is for removal of conditions 3, 4, 5, 6 and 7 on an existing permission. This is the site, block plan, floor plans and elevations as built, cross sections, and this is the dwelling. The conditions which have been listed in the report cover external materials, construction management plan, land contamination in the event that it's found during construction, surface and foul drainage. The relevant people have been consulted in terms of construction management plan. Highways were happy that that's only relevant during the construction phase. The environmental health team have been consulted in terms of land contamination, surface and foul drainage, and are now happy that all those conditions have been met. They've certainly been met with building regulations, and the application is recommended for approval. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillors, Councillor Durham, it's your look of the woods.
I have no problem with this.
Thank you.
I'd just like to ask, Madam Chairman, if Wood and Mortimer Parish Council just wrote the word object and nothing else. Because if they're doing that, we don't really know whether it's a valid reason for the parish trigger to operate, do we not?
I believe they did, but we will just check.
Thank you.
So, sorry, the answer to my question is they only wrote the word object.
We'll just check it.
And we accepted that as a parish trigger. But yeah, but I mean, it's not a valid reason unless they give the reason. We've got the application in front of us because of the parish trigger. Well, if they just say object, that's not healthy.
That's a fair point.
Shouldn't be in front of us.
My understanding, which I'm sure an officer will correct me if I'm wrong, is that all these conditions are actually, they should have been approved prior to commencement, prior to the building. Well, the building's been done, so it's, they've been overtaken by events anyway, so there's really nothing to object to. Though I would much prefer if these things were done in the right order, because we've been presented with a fait accompli.
Oh, I've got it. In the report 5.6.5, it is stated there that in the opinion of the parish council, valid conditions imposed on the approved application with the reference number provide an element of development control and should not be removed.
5.6.5. And it just says object.
It is, that is filled out in the report. Page 67.
Yeah,
but I'm not actually sure what that
meant
to be.
No, I'm right.
We're post-construction,
so... In the box where the parish councils are listed, it clearly says object.
And then you read the officer response. Yeah.
Okay, normally it's in the box. Okay. Still not valid for a parish trigger. Valid reason.
It's a bit tenuous, but...
It is a bit tenuous.
I'm quite able to stick with my proposal.
Yeah, I'm probably to agree with it.
Okay, does anyone wish to speak against it? So I'll take that as a proposal seconded by Councillor Bass.
Yeah.
Those in favour? Anyone against? Nope, unanimous again. Right, yeah. Agenda item 9. Again, no one to speak after the presentation. So, presentation, please.
Thank you, Miss Application 6, planning permission for a single dwelling on the land edge road that you can see there on the east-hand side of Cherry Blossom Lane. It's outside the development boundary of Cold Milton. It's immediately adjacent to it, though. An outline planning consent was granted in 2014 on this site for a single dwelling. The reserve matters was never submitted, and the outline has expired. So as a fallback position, it is largely irrelevant. However, the inspector at that time did conclude that this was a sustainable site and that erecting a dwelling within this string of properties wouldn't cause material harm to the character and openness of the countryside. And for that reason, we're going to end up recommending approval. The proposed dwelling is shown hashed on the plan there. A bit more detail there. And again there, with the visibility blazed into the access onto Cherry Blossom Lane. It's a single-storey dwelling with three bedrooms. Quite simple design on a spacious plot. That's the outline, which is materially different, and like I say, it's expired, so is of minimal relevance, but the conclusions of the inspector are worth noting. That's the application site on the top, and the neighbouring dwelling to the south, which is quite similar to that which is before us. Again, the street scenes. It's immediately opposite the village hall, and Cherry Blossom Lane shown in the bottom right. Given the previous conclusion of the inspector, and although it's outside the development boundary, as it's immediately adjacent, it's considered that this can be supported because it's not causing any harm or any demonstrable harm. It's therefore recommended for approval.
Thank you. Board members. Captain,
Ms.
Whitehall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got no problem with this. I mean, one and the same plot has been passed at appeal, as we already said. The only thing I think is interesting, obviously it's a privately owned road and it is a mess. Unless I've missed it, Highways haven't commented, and usually they do say, oh, well, you know, we can't comment because it's privately owned. And I just wondered if there's any particular reason why they haven't commented in this instance.
I'll ask if we know. Thank you. Do we know?
For you, Chairman, I imagine it'll be for that exact reason, that they've got no jurisdiction. Yeah. They normally do tell us that. Yeah. But,
Thank you. Councillor Bass.
Can we just be shown where the development boundary is on the map, please?
Next to the plot, I think.
Yes. Number 7 is within it, which is immediately to the south, so that's the development boundary run. It is so adjacent to the boundary.
It's outside the boundary, clear.
Yeah.
Okay. Certainly is. Right, any member wish to speak against? Can I take that as a... Would you make that a proposal to...
I propose that we accept the officer's recommendation to approve.
Can I have a seconder?
I'll second.
Thank you. Councillor Key's picture to it. Those in favour of accepting the officer's recommendation? Anyone against? Any abstentions? Councillor Bass abstaining. Thank you. Right, agenda item 10, which is the street Little Totten. And again, no one to speak after the presentation, so if we could have that, please.
Thank you, Chairman. The application site is outlined in red here. It's for the it's a full application for a three-bed bungalow. This is the site plan, ground floor plan, three bedrooms, kitchen, diner, and a kitchen projection here. And the elevations 5.6 to the central ridge. And in terms of the floor plan, 80 metres by 10. This is the existing site access that leads through to the field at the back, and this is within the site. Rear elevation of the cottages, known as Lee Cottages, to the south of the site. That's their frontage, and this is the side elevation of the properties to the north. And that's the degree of separation there and the site boundary. The history of this application is quite pertinent. The site lies directly adjacent to the settlement boundary of Great Totten, which runs through here. So that forms the southern site boundary. There have been two previous applications. The first one was outline, and it was refused by the by officers and then was dismissed at appeal. But the character and appearance of the site was considered acceptable, and the sustainability was, by that appeal inspector. The second application was a full application, but was a full two storeys. And I can show you the drawings for that. So at outline, it was all matches reserved, so consequently no drawings came in to be assessed. On the second application in 16, you can see the height here, it's 8 metres, and this would have been the flank elevation here, which would have resulted in an impact on the neighbouring properties at numbers 1 and 2. So taking into account the appeal decisions, the third application now has proposed that single storey property with a 5.6 metre ridge. And bearing in mind that the sustainability has already been assessed by two appeal inspectors and the impact on the character and appearance of the area was considered acceptable, it's now considered that this single storey property would also now be acceptable in terms of design and impact on the occupiers of Lee Cottages. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. As I say, no members, no one to speak. So, Councillor Keyes, you're the ward member.
Yes, it's definitely a lot better than the others. I haven't really got anything to say. We're drastically short of bungalows, which everybody knows. It fits in there. It is, takes up the full plot, but I haven't got a problem with that whatsoever. So I'll definitely put it up for approval.
Thank you. Any other member? Councillor Bass.
Can we just see again how it's close to numbers 1 and 2?
Very.
I mean, for instance, I mean, is the proximity between number 1 and this property within the guidelines? Because it looks as if number 1 got a fairly, not a very deep garden before it hits the boundary.
Sorry, we're getting you the answer, Councillor.
It's all right. I think, you know, they've made clear comments and we should, you know, at least take them into consideration. And I think we've tended to sort of cherry pick from both inspectors' decisions to try and come up with a... I want to be satisfied that, you know, it has, you know, satisfied their objections to some degree. And you don't very often get that sort of configuration where you've got a side garden and an end garden facing each other, right angles, and that's where you get the overlooking issues. But I accept it's single story, and I don't think there was a, if I can recall, there isn't a, is there a window that side would overlook their garden?
I think there wasn't, but we can check that. I think the
The back to side distance is 6.5 at the very closest.
And that's acceptable.
Essex Guard would look for 10.
Yeah, Essex Design Guide would look for 10, but it's considered with the eaves height and the slack roof slope. I think the roof slope is 35 degrees, rising to a height of 5.6, which is in the centre.
Which elevation is it that presses the side at the top one or the bottom?
It would be this one.
So there are obviously habitable rooms looking out, but presumably there's a 2 metre fence to give them some protection. It just seems a bit close to me. But, you know, I won't make an issue of it. I just think we should make sure, you know, we're not, that it does mitigate the objections that were first thought. No one else.
I think it's a question of degree, members, isn't it?
It's not going to overlook. Okay.
Yep. Was that a proposal, Councillor Keyes? Can I have a seconder for that? Seconded by Councillor Miss White. Those in favour of the officers? Sorry, Mrs. Chairman.
Well, can I ask a question? The members' update, Madam Chairman. Will the formatives be added then? Because there's several there in terms of waste management and construction, and land contamination, alteration to water and water course.
Yes, the informatives can be added. They are on there. There was a comment from Environmental Health, but the conditions that they had recommended have already been put into the report, and the informatives have been added. So they can be added on, yes. So,
you're happy to incorporate that into your proposal? Okay, those in favour of approval in line with the officer's recommendation and the additional informatives, please show. Anyone against? Any abstentions? Okay. I guess it's as good as mine. So, thank you, members. Agenda item 10 in Little Totham is approved in line with the officer's recommendation. So, moving on, we have other area planning and related matters, appeals lodged, appeal decisions. Does anyone have any questions for the officers on any of those? Lastly then, items, that urgent items that have been notified with in advance, I've forgotten the wording. Where are we? There are none anyway, so I close the meeting with thanks to all the officers and to you members at 8:05.
Well done, Chairman.